You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Morning, Auntie Peggy.
Oh, hello, Sheila.
Oh, I was afraid I was going to be late.
No, we're in good time.
I was exercising one of our liveries by Hayden Wood when the bell started. I had to get a move on. Have you come with Jennifer?
Oh, no, she's had to cry off. She's got a dreadful cold.
Oh, dear.
But she was very good. She didn't leave me stranded. She found another kind volunteer to bring me.
Hold it steady, Brian.
Yeah, all right.
I'll get the gate in.
Debbie was furious at him.
Yeah, she's every right to be.
After all she's done for Borchester Land.
Oh, it's outrageous. Don't let it wobble.
I mean, what a way to find out she's no longer wanted.
You know what Charlie told me last week?
What?
He couldn't comment on her future. That was a separate conversation.
A conversation?
Yeah. Then all she gets is an email.
Well, at least Charlie saw you face to face.
Yeah, I wish I'd punched his now. What's that like?
That's all right.
That should be enough bonding pens.
No, I mean, they didn't even have the decency to phone or Skype.
Oh, way too thoughtful.
It's unforgivably rude.
It's a bad decision made in a thoroughly bad way.
Which is how BL does business these days.
Yeah.
Well, the only silver lining is a decent enough payoff.
And that doesn't make it all right.
No, of course it doesn't.
BL seem to assume hosing money to problem makes it go away.
She says the only reason they gave is they're not happy with her overseeing everything from Hungary.
Yeah, it's worked perfectly well up to now.
Well, of course it has. And plenty of other people manage these kind of arrangements.
It's just an excuse. Justin simply wants us out of the picture, all of us.
Yeah, I mean, Debbie out of post, and we lose the contracting.
Yeah, and to RB Farming. Yeah,
they may come to regret that.
Yeah, I hope so. But in the meantime, it causes us a lot of problems. Especially with losing the work at Brookfield if David and Ruth are leaving.
Mm.
Makes a complete nonsense of the amount of money we've got tied up in kit.
I know, I know. It's far too much for the acreage we're left working.
Which unfortunately raises questions about Jeff and Andy. Well, I've had an idea, Brian. Though it may be a little too rich for your liking.
We remember, with thanksgiving and sorrow, those whose lives, in world wars and conflicts past and present, have been given and taken away.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn.
At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Oh, good. You are up, Jenny.
Oh, of course I'm up.
Well, I thought with your cold.
Well, staying in bed won't help, will it?
No, I suppose not.
Have you remembered them this time, Adam?
Oh,
you haven't forgotten again.
Sorry.
What's this?
Brian, you're trailing in a pile of straw. Well, you both are.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, should you take your boots off?
Oh, we're not staying long, Mum.
So when can I have those photos?
Ian picked a few good ones out last night from the wedding itself and the reception.
Well, no use if you don't bring them over.
Oh, the album you're making for Peggy.
Tony dropped off some more pictures this morning.
Right.
And they're busy gearing up for a visit from Johnny's college tutor tomorrow, but he still found the time. The album does have to be ready for Thursday.
I know.
And it's supposed to show all the important people in her life. Well, it'd look very odd if the only photo of Adam is sitting on her knee wearing his Tigger pyjamas.
Is that a recent one? Do you have to put that awful old thing in, Mum?
You look very sweet, darling. But I do want a wedding photo as well.
I promise to drop them off later.
Oh, don't forget. Getting it ready for her birth is more of an undertaking than I'd thought.
I imagine it is, but if we can leave Adam's themed nightwear aside for a moment, he has an intriguing suggestion to make.
Oh?
Why don't we buy one of the Brookfield land parcels? Or even both?
You want us to buy part of Brookfield?
Yes. Our old business model is shot to pieces.
Thanks to Justin.
But if we put another 250, or even better, 450 acres down to arable, we can significantly reduce our costs per ton of production.
Yes, but... Well, it's not just a question of money, is it?
Well, no.
I mean, David and Ruth are... They're family.
Yeah, but someone's got to buy it. And if we don't do something soon, well, we'll have to start selling up machinery and laying people off.
Oh. Well, what do you think, Brian?
Are you all right, Gran? Perfectly all right, dear. The service has brought back a few memories and a few faces. That's all.
She doesn't seem daunted at all.
She says she isn't.
But that's not the whole picture.
Oh, you know, Mum Allen. She doesn't like to upset anyone. But I suspect she's got very mixed feelings about it.
Yeah, well, it can't be an easy prospect. When you've lived somewhere, how long is it?
Oh, when did she marry Dad? 1957, so...
57 years in Ambridge?
Yes. Over half a lifetime.
That'll be hard for her. And strange for you, not having Jill around.
Oh, yes. Dan was shocked when we told him. More upset than I thought he would be.
Yeah, your children surprise you sometimes, don't they?
Oh, yes. Dan spent so much time at Brookfield growing up.
Ah.
I've been thinking about him a lot this morning.
Well, I expect you have.
They shall grow not old. Age shall not weary them. He's 20 on Friday.
Well, only 20? He seemed so grown up the last time I saw him.
Oh, yes, the army's brought him on tremendously in so many ways, but...
But deep down, he's still your boy.
He'll always be that. And you only have to switch on the news.
Which can be very alarming.
Oh, there's so many flashpoints. He's completely relaxed about it. Part of what he's signed up for.
Yeah.
Oh, I keep praying all the troubles will be resolved by the time he's deployed. But life doesn't work like that, does it?
Oh, I wish it did. And I do sympathise, sure. It must be very worrying.
Mm. Alistair says the army's the making of him. And a lot of the time I agree.
So how's the training going this term?
Pretty well. He's really looking forward to next week. They're off to France.
Oh, yeah.
Something about studying the tactics of the last war in strategic locations. That's how he put it.
Oh, Peggy.
Are you all right? Oh, have you hurt yourself?
No, hold on to me, Gran.
What's happened?
Nothing. Is it your ankle? It was my own silly fault. I didn't look where I was going. I put my foot down awkwardly.
Do you want to come and sit down on the porch?
No, thank you.
Look, I could have a quick check to make sure nothing's wrong.
There's no need, Shula. I gave myself a shock, but otherwise I'm perfectly all right.
Well, I'm in no rush, so if you want me to wait a minute or two...
No, I don't, dear. Though I'm very glad you were there to stop me tumbling over.
You did well, Alice.
Yes.
But I'm ready to go home now, if you don't mind.
Okay, I'll bring the car round.
No, don't bother. It's not far. Thank you for a very thought-provoking service, Alan.
Well, thank you both for reading.
Now, it is getting chilly, so if you don't mind...
Oh, no. You go home and rest your ankle.
Yes, I think I will. Goodbye.
Bye, Auntie Peggy.
Bye.
Don't worry. I'll keep an eye on her. Yeah, wait for me, Gran.
She's limping a bit, isn't she?
Yes. Oh, I hope it's not serious. It'd be such a shame if she's hurt herself just before her birthday.
Are you sure? Andy should have hung them up.
He gave you the key. You were going to clean it.
Well, I haven't got round to that yet.
But you've still got the key?
It's definitely not in the workshop.
Not unless the borrowers have popped it back while we've been talking.
I was going to clean the quad, and then Phoebe wanted a lift to see her friend Josie, so I put it off and forgot to hang the key up.
Ah, thanks, Brian. It's going to make seeing to the deer a lot easier.
Hey, look what I found.
Darling, you mustn't come out with such a stinking cold.
Oh, well, fresh air's probably the best thing for it. Couldn't wait to show you this.
Oh, my goodness.
Where on earth did you find that?
Oh, it had slipped under the cover of an old album.
Probably hid it there deliberately.
Was there a Boy Scout badge for knobbly knees?
But it was a summer camp, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
That's definitely got to go in Gran's memory book.
Me in shorts. We don't want to frighten the life out of
her. Oh, we'll see. And I thought some more about your suggestion, Adam.
Yeah. Are you warming to the idea?
Well, I can understand you're keen, but... Well, it does seem terribly ghoulish to me.
Ghoulish?
Yes.
Well, remember, your mother's our resident expert on the supernatural.
It would be taking advantage of David and Ruth's misfortune.
No, it isn't. No one's forcing them to leave.
They'll be perfectly well compensated if they stay.
Look, I don't want to go into all that again.
Put yourself in their shoes, Mum. We're exactly what they're looking for. Quite. Buyers they can trust.
Adam's got a point.
We know the farm. We can move quickly. Best of all, it'll be keeping Brookfield in the family.
Yes, I can see there might be some advantages.
It's a golden opportunity.
Jenny, when was the last time neighbouring land came up?
Yeah, there'd be so many cost benefits.
You know, I can see all that, but it could do us a lot of harm as well.
How?
Well, you know what Ambridge is like. Some people are bound to say it's a conspiracy.
Conspiracy?
Well, Borchester Land pushes hard for Route B, and David and Ruth are driven off their farm, and then we step in to reap the rewards.
Jenny, BL have had no influence on the road at all.
Oh, can you really say that about Justin?
Well, I don't know what he's got up to with his other companies, but it can only have been a marginal factor.
Yeah, let's deal with the reality, Mum. However it's happened, Brookfield's up for sale. Someone's going to buy it.
That's right.
Do we want to hang around and see what sort of neighbours are foisted on us? Or buy it ourselves and secure the future of our own farm instead of having to cut back?
Because downsizing could leave us very vulnerable in the marketplace.
Yeah. Are we talking about one or both parcels of land?
Do you know what? Let's not bother going for bits and pieces. If we're going to make the most of this chance... Let's buy the whole place.
All right, I am his granddad, I'm biased. But I can't speak highly enough of his attitude so far.
He puts his back into everything.
I have to say, Johnny's one of the keenest on the course.
I wish I still had half his enthusiasm.
I'm looking forward to him showing me around the farm when he's got his gear on. If that's all right, Mr. and Mrs. Archer.
Oh, of course, Keith. That's what you're here for.
And please... Pat and Tony.
Pat and Tony. You have to be careful with names.
I'm sure.
One or two of our apprentices, they're placed with very nice people, but they can be a little formal, the first two or three visits anyway.
And there's no more paperwork?
No, your liability insurance is fine.
Oh, we always make sure everyone's properly covered.
That was my next question, staff. I know you run pigs here.
That's right.
Do you look after them yourselves, or...?
No, we have a manager, Neil Carter, and a part-time stockman, Jack McCreary, a jazzer.
Johnny's already used to feeding and strawing.
He's talked about that. What else is he going to be involved in while he's here?
Oh, quite a lot, really.
We make our own cheese and yoghurt and ice cream under the Bridge Farm brand.
I've tried your Borsetshire Blue. Very nice.
That's our daughter Helen's initiative.
And Johnny will help with field work, packing veg.
He's already given a hand moving the beef herd.
What have you got?
Angus's.
Oh, I'll have to see them before I go. You can't beat a nice piece of Angus topside.
I couldn't agree more.
He's also been helping with the veg boxes.
And in the polytunnels. We always have something on the go.
And apart from the guys on the pigs, is it just the two of you?
Oh, no. Helen sees to the cheese and we have two permanent workers in the dairy.
We take on casuals as and when needed for field work.
And he's already spent some time with our butcher, Morris.
Not Morris Horton. Ran the shop in Felpersham.
That's right.
A nice piece of sirloin and half a pound of gloom to see you through the week.
He's mellowing a lot these days.
He gets on very well with Johnny.
And he works on site?
No, we rent two units at Sawyer's.
Perhaps I could look in another time.
That won't be a problem.
Right, ready when you are, Keith.
Oh, you look the part.
Well, you put your boots on upstairs, Johnny.
Sorry, Gran, they are clean.
Good, sensible boots too.
Proper steel toe caps. I've got two sets of overalls now. Mum and Eamon bought me this when I went home at the weekend.
They're being very supportive, aren't they?
They wanted to hear everything I've been up to. I think Mum's a bit proud.
Right, we'll have to tear ourselves away from this nice warm kitchen if we're going to have a look around.
Hello! Oh, come in, Jennifer.
And I'd better get going myself.
Good morning. Have I called at a bad time?
No, not at all.
I've... what the extra side dishes you wanted, Pat.
Oh, thanks.
And the glasses are in the car.
Sorry. This is Keith Carpenter.
Oh, hello. I'm Jennifer Aldridge.
Pleased to meet you.
Keith's one of Johnny's tutors at college.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer's my great aunt. Half the village's family.
Come on, Johnny, we better get started. He's going to show me what he's been up to here.
If you need to ask anything else, Keith, I'm only in the cattle shed.
Thanks.
See you later.
Bye, love.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Oh, you can leave the door, Johnny.
All right.
If this is party business...
It is.
Yeah, well, you don't need me, then. You don't mind, Jennifer?
No, no. Off you go.
All right.
It's so kind of you.
Oh, not at all. You're the one going to all the trouble for Mum's birthday.
Sounds like quite a cold, Jennifer.
Well, I'm shaking it off, gradually.
Do you mind if I...
No, no, no. Go ahead.
It was only when I counted I realised how short we are.
There are going to be quite a few of us on Thursday, aren't there?
Oh, these are lovely.
Oh, it's only an old set.
Oh.
I called in on Mum on the way over. Alice made me promise.
Oh, how is she?
She said there'd been no after effects from her stumble.
Oh, good.
She seems absolutely fine, I think.
When Grandad or Neil or Jazz have to fix something, like an arc or the hitch on a trailer, they do it in here.
This is the main workshop?
Yeah, and this corner, if I need goggles for anything, they're hung up here, and we keep the first aid box and gloves here.
And I see you've got a sink.
Oh, aye. If I've been mucking out the arcs, I'm straight in here before I go in the house.
Good. You know all the horror stories about bad hygiene?
Oh, yeah, the ringworm and that.
All sorts of things can go wrong with dirty hands.
Gran and Grandad always make sure I do things the right way. Like when he used the quad bike, Grandad was really strict.
You've driven a quad here?
Only to start it up and take it round the yard a few times.
Have you had any training?
Grandad showed me what to do.
If you're going to use it regularly, it'd be worth getting trained properly.
Oh, yeah.
There's an off-road centre in Webster Bridge we recommend. Quads can be dangerous things.
Don't worry, I don't muck about, Keith. I told you about my dad, didn't I?
Yes, and I'm glad you've taken it to heart. You only need to lose concentration for a second on a farm.
It's weird, like, I never saw him, but I'm sleeping in his room, working where he used to work.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
Well, it's good, because sometimes I sort of try to picture him here, out with the pigs or other end of the workshop, both of us just getting on with our jobs. I'm daft, aren't I?
No, I think I'd be the same.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
It's funny, at school I never set up to teachers. College is real different.
It's meant to be. Now, how about showing me around the rest of the yard?
Oh, what a super idea.
Isn't it?
Well done you for dreaming it up.
Oh, Fallon suggested it.
Oh.
She's shown me the design. Village green, the cricket pavilion, The ball, all in icing.
Oof, I wouldn't care to attempt that.
Oh, no, nor me. She's even got the lodge in there with roses round the door.
Oh, good gracious.
Well, Fallon's very relaxed about it. And she'll have Emma helping with the actual cake.
So we're not worried about the cake?
No.
And you're happy for me to prepare some of the puds?
Oh, please.
Do you think some pavlovas and perhaps my passion fruit cheesecake?
Oh, that'd be perfect.
So, what about the savouries?
Well, I'm doing those. It'll all be very simple, mostly quiches and pasties.
Oh, do you want my recipe for roquefort and prosciutto pie?
We'll probably manage without.
Oh.
Helen's preparing a lot of salad and pasta dishes.
Oh, I suppose she's got the time now.
Yes. She's been very good. She's taking Peggy to the hairdressers on Thursday as well.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Oh, I just hope I'm as fastidious when I'm 90.
So, we're all clear about the food and Matt and Lillian are providing the drink.
Playing to their strengths as usual.
How's Peggy's album coming on?
Oh, we're almost there. only one or two little gaps left.
She'll love it.
I've been rediscovering some quite extraordinary photos. You know, there's a lovely one of Dad digging spuds and Mum looking on. And,
oh, when they have the small holding?
Yes, and oh, a very nice one of Mum with Granny P on the village green.
No.
It's quite hard finding a snap of Gran without Uncle Walter hovering in the background.
Tony's still working on the music.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's okay. Not his own choices. Hmm. Songs that mean something to Peggy. Al Bowley, Bing Crosby, some dance bands.
Well, none of the dreaded TC, I hope.
One track only. Oh. I put my foot down. As a nod to her second Jack.
Oh, I suppose that's reasonable.
Tony's been getting some advice from Jill. Mm. Isn't it odd seeing Brookfield up for sale?
Yes.
They seem determined to go.
I think they are.
This blessed road's caused nothing but trouble.
Well, yes.
I'll be so sorry to see them leave. Wonder who'll take the place on. It's another worry in itself, isn't it?
Oh, it'll certainly be fascinating to see how it all turns out.
I remember that.
I've seen a few folk come a cropper because they haven't looked.
Check the ground's not greasy first.
It's worth getting into the habit. If you slip up hauling a bag of feed nuts, you'll soon know all about it.
I'll have to tell Jazza next time we load up.
Careful how you do it. People don't always appreciate advice they haven't asked for.
That's our collecting yard. We took one of the cows through last week into the crush.
What for?
Her eye were really weeping.
Oh.
A piece of dried grass or something was stuck in it.
Did you handle her?
Oh, no. Grandad did all that. I only closed the gates after her. Though I worked the belly strap another time.
So you've done some work with the beef herd?
Oh, yeah, a little.
But the pigs are your favourite?
Oh, yeah. Queen of beasts, Jazz calls them. I reckon he's right. They're really smart. Hey, my dad started them off here.
I see.
Then Uncle Tom took them on, till he went to work in Canada.
Let's go and have a look at them, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
But if your grandad's got a moment... Tony! Before Johnny shows me the pigs, we've been talking about the quad bikes.
Ah.
I've said, Grandad, I've only ridden it a bit.
Oh, yeah, I only let him take it round the yard.
I said you're really strict.
Very sensible, too. But since he's so interested...
What lad isn't?
I was going to suggest he does a training course. It only takes a day.
Oh, is this at Webster Bridge?
That's it, and I'm sure you'd show him how to use it properly, but...
Yeah, best leave it to the professionals, eh? Yeah, you're quite right.
They see things you might miss, and it keeps the insurance people happy.
That's a very sensible suggestion. Anything else?
Nothing's jumped out so far. And you're setting a good example.
Huh?
Your dust mask for bedding the cattle shed.
Oh, yes. I always try to remember.
When are you bringing the herd in?
Depends on the weather. I'm trying to squeeze a last bite out of the pasture.
See, you'll pick up a lot of good farm sense from your grandad.
I know.
Excuse me. Have you got a moment?
Jennifer wants to take your photo, Johnny.
Oh, I'm so sorry to be a nuisance, but I thought it would be the perfect opportunity to show you in your work gear with your tutor.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's if you don't mind.
Not at all. As long as I don't crack the lens on your phone.
What's it for?
Well, you know, we're getting ready for your great-grand's birthday party.
Yep.
Well, Jennifer's making a photo album of all the people who matter in her life.
And it's got to include the whole family.
Oh, right.
It wouldn't be the same without you, would it?
What do you want me to do?
Oh, well, just carry on as you were.
Look at me as though I'm saying something intelligent.
That's it. And now let's have one with your grandparents.
Oh, no, I look a fright.
Oh, come on,
let me get out of the way.
Go on. That's it, now one on either side.
Are you sure she wants a photo of me?
Yeah, of course she does.
And smile. Hey, super duper.
Why wouldn't she?
I don't know, sometimes great-grand... I don't know.
There we are. And apologies all round.
Not at all.
Well, I'll be off now. I may call in on Mum again on the way back.
What for?
Well, I'm sure she's perfectly all right, Pat. But it just struck me. She didn't get out of her chair at all when I was there earlier.
Hmm. I've just had to send Nathan Booth on his way.
Oh, I wondered who you were talking to.
Really has no idea.
He can be very inconsiderate, Linda.
He loomed up to the door, pressed his nose against the glass and started tapping. Like a creature of the night, in search of cheesy biscuits.
Is that what he wanted?
Oh, he started mouthing a whole shopping list at me till I pointed to my watch.
Shall I start putting the beans out?
Just let me finish the special offer soups first. Then we'll see what space we've left to play with.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thank you.
Though it all should have gone out this afternoon.
I know. It's very good of you to come back, Jim.
Who was on duty?
Sabrina and Kathy.
Oh, Kathy's normally very reliable.
Oh, yeah, she was extremely apologetic. She was so caught up collecting the poppy tin, she completely forgot she was meant to be here.
Sabrina was left on her own?
For an hour and a half, till Kathy remembered.
And empty shelves are a small mercy.
I know.
It's a wonder we haven't been converted into a tanning salon.
Oh! I didn't like to criticise Kathy.
Of course.
She's done so much for the poppy appeal this year.
I was collecting a prescription in Borchester this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the chemists observed the silence.
Oh, that's good. Is that all the soups?
Yes.
Oh. Of course, the other reason I couldn't say anything, I've press-ganged Kathy into doing front of house.
Oh, how's Blythe's spirit coming on?
Well, in some ways, very well. Robert's taking charge of the set, as usual, with Neil.
They make a good team.
Yes. All the women are cast. Helen is Ruth and Fallon's Elvira.
Oh, Fallon's got marvellous stage presence.
Mm. But tickets go on sale in a fortnight. We open on Boxing Day and I still can't find a Charles.
Oh, well, that is cutting it fine.
I'm at a loss to find someone of the right age who can play articulate, sophisticated and debonair.
Ah, karma, Linda, karma.
Pardon?
You should have let Nathan in. I'm sure he'd have a go for a packet of biscuits.
That's not very helpful, Jim.
Ruth?
Not as slim or attractive, I'm afraid.
Brian.
Ben let me in. Is it all right?
Yeah. Come in.
I'm sorry, I can see you're busy, David.
No, I'm catching up on cattle passports.
Oh.
Or I would be if I was thinking straight.
Look, I'm sorry, if it's a bad time.
No, not at all. No, I'm glad to take my eyes off the screen for a moment. Hang on, I don't want to go back to the beginning.
Oh, don't do that.
Sit. Now...
Well, first of all, how's Heather?
Oh, well, she sounded a little stronger on the phone yesterday.
Oh, good.
Although, whenever Ruth's back here, she can't stop worrying.
One's so vulnerable at Heather's age.
Oh, it's dreadful.
And we were afraid Peggy'd hurt herself on Sunday as her balance went coming out of church.
Yeah, Shula said. How is she?
Oh, well, Jenny dropped in a couple of times yesterday to keep an eye on her. But Peggy's a tough old bird.
Certainly is.
When she realised she was being checked up on, she virtually danced the can-can, Jenny says.
So she's all right?
Well, we think so. And I hope Heather makes as good a recovery.
Oh, thanks. Although, realistically, I doubt she'll ever get back to what she was.
No?
No.
And you're still set on going up there?
Well, you must have seen the signs gone up.
Any interest yet?
It's a bit early for that.
Not necessarily, David. I could have rung, but it felt more appropriate to come in person.
Oh?
Jenny and I want to buy the place. House, land, everything.
Oh.
Sorry, has that come as a shock?
Right. Well, let's go and find Ruth, shall we?
There's another one to break up, Jim.
He was quite put out.
Jazzer?
I sometimes wonder if he regrets not going to college himself.
Perhaps he can see Johnny making progress.
Not in the tact department.
No?
Once the tutor had gone, he gave Jazzer a short lecture on how to pick up feed bags.
Ah.
Not well received.
No, Jazzer's not very open to constructive criticism, is he?
Not in the hours of consciousness, no. Though they rub along perfectly well most of the time.
Well... Johnny seems to have settled well into Bridge Farm.
Pat was singing his praises last night.
Mm.
She called in to say she'll miss tomorrow's committee meeting.
Oh, no.
She left the name she collected at the town hall demo.
The new supporters?
Unfortunately, not that many.
Oh, pity. Seemed to go off all right.
Does anyone still eat jelly?
Well, someone must. They sell steadily enough.
She'll be too busy preparing Peggy's birthday party.
Oh, poor Peggy. She looked terrible this morning. I saw her in her garden on my way to work. Dreadfully pale, moving very awkwardly.
Oh, dear.
I waved, but she didn't see me. I thought about calling in when I finished my shift.
You can't be responsible for everyone, Linda.
Oh, no. And at least Peggy's got plenty of family to keep an eye on her, if anything's wrong.
Yes, one of the lucky ones.
It is a shame Pat can't make the meeting. We're going to be very thin on the ground.
Yes, now I imagine David and Ruth won't be active.
You know, I do find that disappointing.
Well, there are personal complications.
Yes, I know. But they were prime movers in setting Save up. I expected a little more fight from them. It just means that those of us left will have to redouble our efforts. And I was wondering, perhaps Save should go back to basics.
Well, how?
Well, when we started, we questioned the need for any new road at all.
I still do.
But once our focus narrowed onto Route B, we almost forgot. Everything was Starley's Copse and brown hair streaks.
So, challenge the original premise again?
Quite. We should attack the very foundation of the proposal.
Why have a new road at all?
Yes, and at least one area is wide open to attack.
Adam and I, well, Adam in particular, we know the land almost as well as you do yourselves.
You've worked our arable long enough.
That's right, Ruth, yeah. We know the soil's in good heart, that it's been looked after.
Well, we hope so.
Your outbuildings are all properly maintained. And you've got a super house.
Brookfield's always served us well.
It's served the whole family well, for generations.
Yes, there's not much chance of anything else so close coming up in my lifetime. I've got to ask.
It's only natural that you're interested.
And what do you think?
Well, it...
Like most things, Brian, it's going to come down to price in the end.
Mm. Yeah, well, I know it's not a fire sale. But if everything stacks up, in due course, we'll be happy to pay the appropriate market value.
Well, in that case, what do you think, David?
I just assumed that the whole business was going to be a lot harder.
A neighbour always wants first shout.
With good land, yeah.
Well, I think that's great.
OK, we'll get onto Rodway's and ask them to send you all the sales bumps straight away.
Oh, please.
And if you want to look round any of the fields or buildings, you know, just come over. You, Adam, Jennifer, whoever.
Thanks.
Obviously, if you decide you are interested, there's a lot of fine detail to go into.
I mean, actually, no. I mean, the main reason I came over was simply to establish you're not against it in principle.
No.
No, of course not.
Miss Jenny was a little worried that, well, you might feel we were taking advantage.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of her, but no.
Quite the opposite.
So you're happy for us to at least explore the possibility of buying Brookfield?
Yeah, completely. Aren't we?
Definitely.
Good. Well, that feels like something to shake on.
Agreed. Let's hope we can do a deal.
Oh. Well, once we've filled the carousel, let's call it a night, shall we?
And leave the soap powder for the morning shift?
Yes, it'll give them something to do if it's quiet.
Very well. And I do think you're onto something.
With the Borchester Local Enterprise Partnership?
Any partnership made up of councillors and businessmen has to be worth looking into.
Quite. Robert's friend Con put us onto it.
He's a useful contact.
He got us thinking about its supposed strategic vision for the area.
Shall I pass them and you put them out?
Oh, yes, that'll be simpler.
Does that vision include transportation?
Oh, yes. I have a strong suspicion that Borchester LEP may have some very useful information.
Well, if you and Robert dig into that, I might do a little investigation of my own.
Can I have the licorice all sorts?
No, all right.
There, we're better at the back.
Borsetshire County Council keep quoting a 12% traffic increase in the last 10 years.
Yes, it's in all their leaflets.
I've been right through their website and I can't see where the figure comes from. It appears to have been plucked from thin air. And in the next 15 years, they're predicting a further 20% increase, which, as far as I can see, is entirely speculative. Given our local demographics, with an ageing population...
Oh, I know lots of people who don't use a car.
It could be a significant overestimate.
Good heavens, Jim. You're right. We shouldn't take the council's figures at face value.
Well, I'll have a good snoop round. See if we can come up with our own stats.
Oh, that's the spirit. We have to fire up the meeting tomorrow. Yes, we're facing setbacks. Yes, we've lost members we thought we could rely on. But the fight isn't over yet, not by a long chalk. And you and I shall lead the charge into the next decisive battle, Jim.
That was magnificent, Linda. Have a packet of wine gums. My treat.
Josh is doing his assignment, and Ben says he's building a portal to leave the main world.
He's not playing that again.
He knows he's only got half an hour on a school night.
Oh. Hey, there's tea in the pot.
Good. Oh, can you pour me one?
Yep. Well, as far as I can see, it's win-win.
I like the idea of Brookfield staying in the family.
Yeah. I wonder if Jennifer will take on the bees.
She might.
There you go.
Thanks.
I know Mum will be delighted if it doesn't go to strangers.
Well, as long as Brian doesn't play games, it might go through quickly enough for us to buy Hadley Hoch.
It's still up for sale.
You've had a look?
Yep, just now. You know, like we said, it'd be a great chance to start the cows on a full New Zealand system up there.
And bite the bullet on calving.
Yeah, I know, just as we've gone to autumn calving, moving back to spring. But hey, if we're making one huge change, why not a few smaller ones?
You're getting excited, aren't you?
Do you know what I'm really enjoying?
No.
Talking it all through with Josh and Pip. And Ben, when we can drag him away from Minecraft.
They're full of ideas, aren't they?
They really are. And I thought it was going to be such a long, hard process selling the farm.
Nothing's settled yet.
No, of course not, but fingers crossed.
It does look promising.
Brian seems completely serious about it.
I'm sure he is.
What?
Wax jacket, cravat and brogues. He doesn't look like a traditional fairy godmother.
No.
But maybe that's what he's just about to become.
How many more?
At least another half dozen, Tony. Oh. The shop wants two trays and we need a few extra for the Westbury Deli.
Are they selling veg now?
It's for their own coleslaw.
Have they used our cabbage before, Pat?
No.
I didn't think it'd be crunchy enough.
Well, Laura says she's experimenting.
Good luck to her.
Johnny took the call. Handed it on to me very professionally.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not sure Laura entirely understood what he said. You have to tune in to the accent sometimes.
It's everyone else talking funny. That's what he told me.
Oh, it's nice of his tutor, wasn't it? Giving such positive feedback.
It's a good job I had a dust mask on for once when I was strawing down. Nearly disgraced myself.
Not at all, according to Johnny.
You could see the visit was important to him. He takes these things to heart.
Well, I expect he had so much flack at school.
I wonder if that's why he's still not sure what Mum makes of him.
Peggy can be a bit starchy. But any last reservations will melt away when she sees her birthday present tomorrow. Mm. He's bought her a cat calendar.
Oh.
That's definite, then.
It certainly is, Dad. I finally managed to persuade her.
Eh?
Go on. Plenty for all of you.
Did you make it you persuaded already?
I just told you. She's agreed to read at our History of the Turkey pageant.
Yeah, of course she has, because I talked her into it.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying any difference.
It wasn't easy, neither. Oh, she can hold her side, her can care what to go, isn't it?
I was simply sealing the deal.
Yeah, well, this is maybe. Once I've done all the groundwork.
Yeah, she says she's found the best bits in A Christmas Carol.
Well, I hope she puts enough life into it.
Oh, she will.
Well, I can give her a few tips.
No need.
Is she doing it on Thanksgiving too?
No, we don't need any readings during the turkey pardon. Not with everything else going on.
No. It's best not make it too entertaining. It stops folks spending.
Oh, I said we'd let her have some holly and mistletoe as a thank you.
Oh, well.
Along with a turkey, of course.
You're giving her a turkey?
She's doing us a big favour.
Well, you ain't saying don't give her nothing.
Oh, it's the least we could do.
Well, the rest of your thing is being too soft-hearted, Eddie.
Oh, we'll make back more than we lose.
Ah, well, you says that.
Of course we will. on the customers she brings in. We'll be selling them all sorts of Christmas food.
Yeah, well, let her have one of the skinny ones then, if you ask to.
Oh, and I've worked out what to do with Jill's fancy recipes for Elizabethan bread and rabbit pie as well.
What's he want?
Afternoon.
Afternoon, David Archer.
All right.
You know the broken pallets you picked up last week, Eddie?
Oh, you don't want them back?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, we've worked out exactly where we put it.
Yeah, there's going to be a sort of stage, you see, the end of the barn.
No, I've found one of the missing top boards.
Oh?
So if you haven't fixed them yet...
I haven't had time.
It's in the back of the pickup.
Oh, great.
Well, he wants to make sure you brings the whole family to the pardon, David Archer.
Oh,
here, yes. Lucky to have a chance to see it before you heads off north.
We'll be here a while yet, Joe.
Yeah, we've invited the Echo, the Courier, and Radio Borsetshire.
Cambridge ain't never seen the likes of our turkey pardon before.
No. I'm quite sure that's true.
Crisp packets, empty water bottles, and dozens of pork pie wrappers.
Isn't that good? People still using the lake at this time of year.
And that's the whole point of stocking rainbow trout, Adam.
Ah, I knew we had another heat lamp.
I can't see how they catch much. They're too busy gorging themselves.
The fishermen need something to ward off the winter chill.
It was going to be a quick look. Instead, I had to go back for bin bags, and then waste 40 minutes gathering up the rubbish.
Are you busy now, Brian?
Yes, I'm searching for anyone with pork pie crumbs on his waterproofs.
Well, can you help me rig up the lamps?
Yep, all right. Oh, your mother wants to know if Ian's joining us tomorrow.
Well, at Gran's party?
She says Peggy'll be very offended if he's not there.
Well, of course he will be.
Well, you tell your mother.
Just took a little time sorting it out at Grey Gables.
Well, she's been fretting ever since you said his sous-chef was away in Cardiff.
The agency was completely useless. Luckily, Roy tracked down someone he knew from Lower Loxley days.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Ian says he seemed relieved to be doing something vaguely managerial for once.
Oh, reception must be an awful come down.
So, the full family's going to be present and correct tomorrow night.
Well, soon it may not just be Peggy's birthday we're celebrating.
I think it's getting worse.
The damp?
Yeah, it's starting to stain the wall.
The guttering's come loose outside. It's all right, Pat, it's on my list.
Are you happy to finish trimming the rest on your own?
Yeah, you get off and start baking.
I'll take Laura's cabbages, she's calling for them later.
Have you decided yet, mini quiche Lorraine's or red onion tarts?
Both.
Oh, good answer. And if you need anyone to test them...
Yeah, I'll bear it in mind. Oh, did you see that Matt and Lillian have dropped the drink off?
Yes, enough to open a small off licence.
They haven't stinted, have they?
They seem to think everyone else has their capacity.
It's very kind of them.
Well, they brought the wrong sherry. I'll have to buy a sweet one tomorrow.
No, your mum prefers medium dry these days.
Does she?
Yeah, I rang to double check. I was going to call round if she needed any shopping, but she says she's fine.
Oh, she's probably glad of a day's peace.
Yeah.
She'll have more than enough company tomorrow.
I think I woke her out of a nap. She sounded very sleepy.
Well, I hope she'll enjoy her party.
Oh, she will.
At least the forecast's not bad. People won't be turning up dripping wet.
Oh, I thought we would do some rain.
Not till Friday. There's a band of wet weather coming in for the weekend. So I'll bring the herd in tomorrow.
Oh, you haven't forgotten
that? No, you're off on your food course, no.
And I'll be busy before I go, laying everything out.
Oh, it's all right. I'll get help elsewhere. And with the guttering.
Right. That's it. Nice and secure.
Oh, don't let a fox in.
Oh, let's get to the van, Dad. It's turning sharp.
I hope Clary's got the heating on.
I think Emma will jump at the chance to show off her cooking skills.
I don't think she's ever done an Elizabethan before.
And we'll cover her costs.
Oh, we'll have to. Her and Edward don't have no spare cash.
Yeah. Plus pay her something extra for her time and trouble, as long as you don't start grumbling about it.
I don't mind family benefiting. It's when you start scattering turkeys round willy-nilly.
Oh, Dad.
You see my baccy pouch by the barn?
No.
Yeah, well, I must have dropped it. I won't be a jiffy.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Eddie. Any chance of a couple of hours tomorrow afternoon? I'll pay three, but we'll be done in less.
At what time? Only I'm at the market all morning.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
Two safest.
We're bringing the cattle in, then fixing some guttering.
Oh, that'll be quite handy. Nothing else on.
Well, if that's okay, then.
Yeah.
We'll see you at 2 tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye. You find it there?
Well, I don't know how you missed it. Right where we come out.
Must have stepped over it.
Yeah. Oh, and another advantage of us and Emma, it lets Clary put all her efforts into the essentials, eh?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mince pies and sausage rolls.
So we've done it. Everyone's on board.
Well, your mother came round once she heard David and Ruth's reaction. And you said Debbie's keen.
Oh, she'll never forgive us if we don't go for it.
Yeah, I just wanted to run it past Bryce before we got too committed.
I told you he'd go for it. Can you switch on?
He can't see any reason why we shouldn't put in an offer for Brookfield.
That's it. Switch off again.
He says now's the right time before we start feeling the effects of the lost contract.
Well, if you're money man and the bank's in favour, nothing's stopping us. So, what are we going to offer?
Well, somewhere south of 5 mil.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds quite a lot when you say it out loud.
If that's what it takes, Brian.
And if we bundle up the farmhouse with 10, 20 acres and sell it on straight away, we should get over 1 million back.
Which means we're getting 450 acres of prime farmland at a very good price. Mm. Makes our present price structure a lot more viable.
Yeah, puts us back in the game, Adam. Predator, not prey.
Yeah.
BL, Justin Innit and Charlie Thomas will have to sit up and take notice.
Won't they just? I'd love to see their faces when they find out. Ruth?
Oh, has Ben been pestering you as well?
Sorry?
To go to the Lower Loxley ice rink.
It's not open yet, is it?
I told him he was jumping the gun.
No, I was going to say, Graham's just rung.
About what?
He says that Rodways have had considerable interest in buying Brookfield as a going concern.
From Brian? That's quick.
No. From a whole load of people.
Really?
Yeah. There's one guy in North Borsetshire. He's just sold land for development and he needs to reinvest in farmland to avoid CGT. And then there's another one from Sussex who's in a similar position.
Oh, yeah?
And he thinks that there are a few more interested. So, what he's proposing is setting up a you might as well call it a telephone auction.
An auction?
Yeah. Rodways feels that that's the best way to ensure that we get the best price.
Well, I guess they know.
And if we agree, what he'll do is approach everyone who's shown a serious interest and then set up a date when they can all be reached by phone over a sort of 24-hour period.
And when's this?
Well, that depends on the prospective buyers, but he's hoping before Christmas.
That soon?
Yep.
So, we could be out of here.
Early in the new year.
Oh, I'd love to be near Mum through the coldest months. That's when I'm terrified she's going to have another fall.
Hmm. Well, Graham is going to ring each one in turn and ask them to respond to an opening offer. And then if two or more are really interested, up goes the price.
Is he still thinking around 4.5?
Well, he said that if a bidding war starts, we might leave 4.5 million far behind.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so we could pay for Hadley Hoch, the conversion...
Removal costs, fees...
All of it, and, you know, still have enough left for the old pizza or two.
Oh, great. Except, what about Brian?
Ah, well, I mentioned him to Graham. He's going to keep him in the loop at all times.
But we sort of gave the impression he had first refusal.
We did no such thing, Ruth.
Well,
We simply agreed that there are no hard feelings if he buys the farm. Not that he definitely had first dibs.
I suppose not.
Love, you said yourself it comes down to price in the end.
Yeah, I guess so.
And our first duty isn't to Brian. You know, this is the best chance we'll ever have to secure our children's future.
Oh, I know. We have to get the best price.
And no one is excluding Brian. I mean, he still has all the advantages of being a neighbour, doesn't he?
Mm.
So, if he's genuinely interested, let him bid against the rest.
I don't think so, Johnny.
Go on, Grandpad, why not?
I'm not sure the world's ready for a Tommy Croker
tiny temper mashup.
It'd be awesome.
I know, your great-grand certainly isn't.
She might surprise you.
Yeah, she might, but I think we're all right for music tonight. Thanks all the same.
Is that okay?
You missed something in the corner.
Oh, yeah, lettuce leaves or something.
Yeah, get them out and then we're ready to wash out the van. I'm not expecting you to do it.
No?
There's no time now, for one thing. Eddie will be here any minute. I'll do it when we got the cows under cover.
Brilliant. I don't mind sweeping out. Washing everything's boring.
It's important.
I know. Is that all right now?
Yep, that'll do nicely. Give us a brush. You've got to keep things spotless at every stage of the food chain.
That's what Keith keeps saying. And Rosie. Want me to...
Yes, we don't want anything blowing in.
She's another tutor.
You never stop learning in this business. That's why your gran's off on her course now.
She must be shattered. She was working all night, weren't she?
Not all night, but she was busy.
She told me to stop hanging around the mini chicken pies this morning. Don't trust me.
Me neither.
She had a right mardy face on before she went out.
Did she?
She was looking at the paper when I walked in. I never heard her swear before. She didn't know I was there.
I expect she was swearing at the road. All the letters from Penny Hassett saying what a great choice Route D is.
No, it was the fireworks page. Photos from all over. It said the Ambridge ones were real good because of BL.
That'll have annoyed her.
It was a great photo. Starburst over the river so you could see the reflection.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, I thought Bonfire Night were fantastic.
Well, of course you did. You had a great gaggle of girls round you.
Not just because of that. Well, Molly is a right laugh. And Josie is really good looking.
So I take it there are no hard feelings about the girl on your course, Melanie?
Ah, it's all news, Grandad. I've moved on. Oh, so has Ken's. He's ditched her already.
That's nice of him.
He's so full of himself, that kid.
You meet plenty of those in life.
Melanie's all right. But if you say something like you're going to meet someone, keep to it. Yeah, that's what I reckon anyway.
Yeah, I agree. And I hope Eddie keeps to his word. Looks like he's going to be late.
Looking forward to the party tonight?
Yes.
Oh, I bet it'll be a great laugh.
I know your great-gran will like your present.
Will she?
Yeah. It's very nicely wrapped.
That's Auntie Helen. I was making a right pig's ear of it till she stepped in.
Oh, here we are. Oh.
Sorry if I'm late.
Afternoon, Ed.
Oh. Hiya.
Oh, Dad can't make it. He's really sorry.
Oh.
The sale's still going on. It's a bigger entry than they expected, so he asked me to come over. Is that okay?
If you're up to helping us fix some guttering.
Oh, yeah.
Once we brought the herd down from Ashmead.
Yeah, it's fine by me.
You've been running, Ed.
Yeah, I left home in good time, but stopped at the shop for something to eat and got caught behind Hilary Noakes gassing to Susan.
Oh, no.
Going on and on about David and Ruth selling up.
I don't know why anyone would want to leave Ambridge.
Susan's not too impressed either.
No?
Doesn't understand why they're making such a fuss about the road.
That's not the only reason they're going.
Well, I say it's up to them. I know Dad's going to miss his work at Brookfield.
They're coming tonight, David and Ruth.
No, we're keeping it to Mum's children and grandchildren.
And great-grandchildren.
Plus a few friends.
I wouldn't mind being able to move whenever I've got a problem, but as it is...
Well, you wouldn't really want to give up dairying, would you?
Well, no, but after the night I've had, I was up at 3 for a problem calving. Couldn't find the chains.
Well, come on then, we don't want you falling asleep on your feet. The sooner we get started... Oh, she's here early.
Want me and Ed to go up for them?
No, hang on a second.
Yeah, all right.
You haven't brought the salads for tonight, have you, Helen? Your mum was hoping you'd keep them till later.
No, it's not the salads.
Well, just as well. There's no room in the fridge.
Can I leave Henry with you for an hour or two?
Oh, we're just off to get the cows in.
Look, if it's a problem...
Oh, no, don't worry. We'll manage.
Are you sure? I'd be so grateful.
Of course I will. Oh, spark out, isn't he?
He nodded off coming over. He's not very well.
Oh, dear.
Bad case of the sniffles, so I'm keeping him off nursery. But I've got a dash to Gran's now.
Oh, you're taking her to have her hair done?
Yeah. Last thing Henry needs is all the noise and chatter at the hairdresser's.
Of course he can stay here.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I've brought a bag of toys.
Right.
And a jumper.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll show much interest.
Right. Oh, there we go. Oh, don't worry. We'll look after him. Come here, Henry. Oh, yes, I feel the same when I'm woken out of a lovely nap.
Right, here's story squares and a bus game. But he'll probably just sleep.
You get off to your grams.
Yeah, I'd better. I promised I'd be in good time.
We'll take care of Henry, won't we?
Bye, darling. Thanks, Dad.
No problem. We're always happy to have you here, Henry, aren't we? Look who's come to see us.
All right, Henry.
Hello, Henry.
We're not talking today.
He's not feeling very well, are you?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
He's got a little bit of a cold.
Oh, Kira's had that and all the last couple of days.
Well, we'll get you into the warm. Would you like something to eat?
No. Oh, dear, you are bully.
Want me and Ed to bring the cows down?
No, I'd rather you stayed in the house and kept an eye on Henry.
Ah.
I know you wanted to help, but you'll see plenty of the herb while it's in over winter.
Yeah, of course. Come on, Henry. We're seeing if there's any cartoons on.
Shall I bring his toys in?
Nah, give them here. He's not heavy.
We won't be long.
Oh, it's rotten having a cold, isn't it, Henry?
I'm sure we can find something nice to eat.
Stay away from the chicken pies.
Nah, it don't count if the medicine.
I can't see it, Gran.
It must be in there somewhere. I used it yesterday going round the garden.
Have you been to the doctor yet?
I don't want to see a doctor.
If it's so painful that you're using a walking stick...
Only to be on the safe side. But we can go without it.
Oh, it's here. Right at the back.
Oh, Emma must have tidied it away.
You could always pop into the surgery on the way back.
Thank you, Helen, but I don't need a doctor.
Em's never tried anything like it before.
What is Elizabethan cooking? Roast swans and stuffed oxen?
Nah, it's nothing that weird. She's having a go at something called manchet bread.
Oh, I've heard of that.
And she's found a recipe for some sort of cream tarts. Darioles, she's called
them. Oh, I'd like to try one of those.
Well, she thinks they'll be good.
So, everything's ready for the turkey pardon?
Not quite. Dad's still working on the publicity.
Well, it's no good doing everything else if no one turns up.
No, he asked George to have a go at the poster. Didn't quite turn out the way he wanted.
No?
Shame, really. George spent ages on it. He drew loads and loads of turkeys with their heads chopped off.
Oh.
And just this one alive one in the middle. A big grin holding an axe.
Not ideal for a family event, then.
No, not really. No, he's becoming a good little artist.
The cows must think we brought some feed up.
Oh, they're gathering nicely.
Do you want to lead or follow on the way down?
No, you go in front, Tony. They're used to you.
All right, then.
The extra money that Em's getting from cooking's going to come in handy,
you know? Out you come.
Buying the kids Christmas presents and that.
Come on. You'll have to get George some paints then, won't you? Sounds like he's got a great future designing horror movies. Come on, then. That's it. Come on.
That looked painful.
It's an awkward car to get into.
You were really struggling, Gran.
It's a slight sprain, that's all. Please don't suggest the doctors again.
No, not going to. But an elastic bandage might help to support your ankle for a day or two.
I thought I had one, actually, but it wasn't there when I looked.
Oh, let's go and get one.
Yes, all right. We'll call in at the chemist's on the way back from town.
We can do better than that. We've got a new one in the workshop.
Oh?
Hmm. Mum bought a new first aid kit when Johnny started as an apprentice. Won't take a minute to pick it up.
What, now?
Hmm.
We'll be late for my appointment.
No, we won't. We've got plenty of time. You're always far too early for appointments.
Well, I don't like making people wait.
Well, if we go straight back to the farm, we've got time. Is that okay, Gran?
I suppose my ankle is a little sore. Yes, all right.
Good. You'll be much more comfortable at the hairdresser's.
Yes, I will. Thank you, Helen. Though heaven knows what I'll look like at the party with a bandage on.
Tiny Temper and Tommy Croker, you've so got to play that tonight, Tony.
Maybe when I want everyone to leave.
I want to hear it before we start on the gutter.
Oh. How's the bull doing?
Yeah, all right. You're going to leave him with them?
Yeah, for now. We'll take him straight through the yard to the collecting pen. Yeah,
all right. Go on.
Go on, go on. Keep moving. Keep moving.
So, am I going to hear it?
Henry, don't keep knocking the story squares off.
Oh, you're that fed up?
Yeah.
You don't fancy any more juice?
No.
Okay, well, how about going back to the living room? Seeing if there's anything better on telly?
Don't want to.
Keep going. That's it.
Let's watch Grandad bringing the cows in, eh? They're coming through now with Otto. Let's go see them. Oh, it's better than feeling rotten. Come on, Henry. Hold my hand.
It wasn't a great rehearsal, to be honest.
From what I gather, it's all being done in rather a rush.
It is, really.
I don't know why Linda doesn't plan more carefully.
Well, everyone's mucking in. I'm sure it'll come together eventually. Though it wasn't easy rehearsing on a bare stage. Robert's still designing the set.
One day people won't rally round and she'll have a disaster on her hands.
Doesn't help not having a Charles. Do you know the play?
I saw the film years ago. I remember Margaret Rutherford was very good, but that's about all.
Well, Charles is the main character.
Oh, I think that was Rex Harrison.
Linda tried reading in for him, only she's playing Madame Arcotti as well, the medium.
Oh!
Gran, are you all right?
Oh, that hurt.
I'm sorry.
I've told your father a dozen times, take better care of the track.
It's my fault.
Whatever do people think when they come here?
Oh, I should have steered round the pothole. How's your ankle?
Helen, dear, I think we made a mistake coming for the bandage. I'm sure we're going to be late.
No.
Let's turn round and go straight to Borchester.
We're here now.
By the time you've found it and I've put it on...
But we won't be late, I promise. I know exactly where to...
What was that?
Oh, my God.
Henry!
Move! Henry! Darling, stay still! Absolutely still! Darling, come here!
Johnny! Turn me that brush! Johnny!
Yeah.
Get Henry out of the way, Helen! Move! Damn you, move!
Ed!
Move! Back off!
Or you'll get yourself killed!
Oh, God! Oh, Tony!
Get back! One! Move!
Oh. Are you all right?
Johnny, get behind me!
Okay.
Now, I need you! Go on! Move! Get the gate as soon as he goes in.
All right.
You can't do anything with him loose.
No, okay.
Stay there.
He's Grandad all right.
And the gate. In you go. Go on.
I have to see him.
Gran, take Henry into the house.
We can't leave your father lying there.
I'm not going to. Take him, please.
Is Henry hurt?
No, but he's seen what happened.
Hold on, mate.
I must go to Dad.
Yes, you see to him. I'll look after Henry.
Take him inside, please.
Oh, God, Grandad.
Hold my hand, Henry. Mummy will look after Grandad.
Keep back, Johnny. Let me and Helen handle it.
Grandad.
Johnny, it's better if you don't get any closer.
I'm so sorry.
Dad.
Come on, let Helen through.
Look at him.
Can you hear me?
It hurts.
Dad, you're going to be all right.
Is Henry?
Henry's fine. Don't worry about him.
And Johnny?
Call an ambulance.
I'm fine. I'm so sorry.
I'm on it, Helen. I'm on it. I'm through.
Here they are now, Dad.
It's noisy.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? They landed in the paddock.
And there's only one casualty.
Well, one of his grandsons was winded, but he's all right now.
And this gentleman is Tony, my father. I'll get out your way. Hello, Tony. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm Ali Ward. I'm the doctor on the air ambulance. This is Steve Jackson, my colleague.
We're going to take care of you now, Tony.
If we can just have a look at what's happened to you.
I'm sorry, I put the blanket round him.
That's all right.
I kept it away from the wounds, but it was so cold.
Give it here, Helen. My back.
Don't worry. I'll be as gentle as I can.
What happened, Tony?
I had to get Johnny and Henry out of the way.
Take it easy.
Did either of you see?
When I got here, I heard a scream and the... bull was stamping down on him. We need oxygen and a line in.
We were bringing the herd down. They're in the pen now.
Uh-huh.
And, well, Tony's got a bull. He was last. He's stuck in the yard. I don't know why.
All right, Tony. This will help you.
It all happened, like, in a second.
I'm going to give you some oxygen through this mask. Oh, Dad!
So the bull came to a standstill.
Tony was, he was by the collecting pen over there. And I was trying to move the thing.
We're going to give you something for the pain in a second. Can I have a grey cannula?
But he wouldn't budge, and Johnny came out, Tony's grandson, to help, I guess. And he was with Henry.
My little boy. Ready?
Yeah. And as soon as he got out, Henry saw his granddad and he started running towards him.
Oh, no.
Johnny tried to grab him, and that's what set the bull off, I think. He went straight at the pair of them. Never seen your dad move so fast.
Bull went for the boys.
Well, Tony got there first. He knocked him out of the way, and he got caught full on. The bull smashed him straight into the wall. And then he stamped down on his chest.
Oh, Dad.
It was terrible.
Dad.
Oh, I'm going over again.
Oh, please don't, Johnny.
I want to see what's happening.
You can't do anything. He'll only be under their feet.
But I want to tell Grandad I'm sorry.
It doesn't help to keep repeating that.
I am, though. I'm going to let go of Henry's hand for a second to try and shift Otto.
Why is Ed coming back? Something's happened.
Please be careful.
What's going on?
Oh, they're getting ready to lift him into the helicopter.
I need to see him.
Peggy,
Johnny, go back in. Look after Henry. I must go over.
Hang on a second, Helen. The canteen's quite rowdy. That's better.
Mum, there's been an accident.
What?
It's Dad. He's been trampled by the bull.
What?
They're taking him to Birmingham in an air ambulance.
Oh, my God. How is he?
They put him on oxygen and a drip. He was in dreadful pain. But he's conscious.
Is he going to be all right?
I don't know, Mum. He looked dreadful when they took him away.
Right. A&E at Birmingham. I can be there in half an hour.
I have an at-missed message for you.
Go ahead.
We're bringing in Tony Archer, a 63-year-old farmer, injured at around 2:20 this afternoon. With you in approximately 6 minutes.
ETA 6 minutes. Can you confirm?
Confirmed. He was thrown by a bull against a wall, then trodden on. His injuries are a blunt chest injury with suspected pneumothorax and an open fracture of his left tibia and fibula. He has thoracolumbar pain.
We're getting you there, Tony.
Mum. Oh, the traffic was awful.
Oh, darling. Are you all right?
Have you seen Dad?
No, not yet. They're treating him, but I've just spoken to a doctor.
How is he?
He says your father's suffered some major injuries.
Oh, Mum. Otto just went wild.
There's serious damage to his chest.
Oh, no.
He's fractured his leg, and they're worried there may be a significant back injury.
He kept saying his back was hurting.
They don't know how bad it'll be yet, but they want a specialist spinal surgeon to take a look. Then we may have to make a decision about operating.
Mum.
How did it happen?
It was all my fault.
What?
I should never have left Henry there. Ed said he was trying to run to his granddad, and that's what upset the bull.
Tony was protecting Henry.
And Johnny. They were together. Dad just threw himself in the way.
Oh, Tony.
It would never have happened if I'd kept Henry with me.
Helen, darling, it's not your fault.
Dad said it'd be all right to leave him.
Of course he did.
But he kept him off nursery with a cold. He could have come to the hairdresser's with us.
There is no sense in blaming yourself. Awful things happen. It's nobody's fault.
When can we see Dad?
I don't know yet. But when we do, we don't want him worrying about us, do we?
Are you Mrs. Archer?
Yes.
I'm Nick Couras. I believe my colleagues have already talked to you about the injuries to your husband's ribs and leg.
Yes. He's really been in the wars. Don't you love him?
I'm the backbone man, a neurospinal surgeon. If you feel able, I'd like to discuss with you and your husband the pain he's feeling in his back and the weakness in his non-injured leg. Is that all right, Tony? And you're happy to talk?
Yes.
I know this can't be easy for either of you. I'll make it as clear as I can. The results of Tony's CT scan show a fracture at the thoracolumbar junction, a piece of bones pushing backwards, compromising the spinal cord.
What does that mean?
Well, messages from the brain come down through the spinal cord. It's protected by bone all round, like armour. But now a piece of that armour has cracked and is pushing backwards into the spinal cord, stopping some of the messages coming through.
That's why he can't move his good leg properly.
This kind of injury has a number of effects, which can only get worse over time. That's why we want to run an MRI scan, and if the results support it, and you both agree, operate to achieve some cord recovery.
Some cord recovery?
To improve on where we are now. If we do nothing, there's a strong probability Tony will become wheelchair dependent for the rest of his life.
He won't be able to walk.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. Tony, that's not what you want, is it? I know my husband would be very clear about this. Let's operate.
Unfortunately, that's not entirely without risk either. If we go ahead with a spinal fixation and it doesn't work out as we'd like, there's a very small chance Tony could lose the feeling he still has now and become completely paralysed from the waist down. Well, first we need to see what the MRI scan shows. And then you'll have to decide.
They'll be ready to take you for the scan soon, love. I can't imagine you not being able to get about. But we'll cope, whatever happens. Mr. Couras was absolutely clear. It's only a very small risk. So let's hope they can operate. They'll trust you to steal the limelight on your mum's big day. Helen told me how it happened. You were so brave, doing that for our grandchildren. Are you nodding off? Well, that's probably best. But if you can still hear me, I love you so much. You know, Tony, we don't often say it, but I do, with all my heart. So when you go into surgery, you're to fight like you fought that bull, like you fought all your life, for your family, for us, because you mustn't... Oh. This is them. Hear me, Tony. Keep fighting, my darling. Don't you dare leave me now.
Is Ambridge your specialist subject? Try the quiz at bbc.co.uk/archers.